In debates, front runners often stick to playing defense, but that's not how it went last night in the first televised debate between the two major party candidates for New York City mayor. WNYC's Anna Sale reports that Democrat Bill de Blasio was on the attack against Republican Joe Lota, despite his wide lead in the polls.
All the pre-debate chatter predicted Bill de Blasio would spend the first of the general election debates playing it safe and mostly deflecting a barrage of attacks. That didn't happen.
I think Mr. Lowe should be straight up with us about the fact that he does subscribe to the views of the National Republican Party.
De Blasio appeared confident and relaxed on stage, and he pounced on every opportunity to link Joe Lota with the GOP.
It's interesting that, like the Tea Party members of the Congress, he wants to delay Obamacare for a year. You know, when you listen carefully, you'll see that Mr. Lota is a mainstream Republican, believes in more corporate tax cuts and tax cuts for the wealthy, instead of what I'm talking about, which is a tax on the wealthy so we can fix our schools.
Again and again, Lota tried to distance himself from his party. He pointed out that he's pro-choice, supports gay marriage, and is not aligned with the Tea Party.
Do not lump me with the National Republicans. It's unbecoming, Bill.
In many ways, the two men were battling to define Joe Lota. A quarter of likely voters told the Marist poll this month they didn't know enough about him. More than once, Lota said plainly, "My name is Joe Lota," as he stood at the podium. And he sought to differentiate himself from his former boss, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
I have no idea what Mike Bloomberg was talking about. I think his words were quite insensitive when he started talking about bringing more billionaires to New York. I understand the theory behind it, but the reality is, as the mayor of the city of New York, we need to be a lot more sensitive about how we talk about the people in the city of New York.
Lota and de Blasio also talked about their differences on policy, of which there are many. On charter schools, de Blasio said he'd charge some rent and wouldn't favor them like Mayor Bloomberg has. Lota said charter schools are public schools that deserve public support. Lota said corporate subsidies are an important tool to lure or keep jobs. De Blasio said economic development money could be better spent on education. Lota is against a waste transfer station on the Upper East Side. De Blasio is for it as part of a citywide plan. And on policing, NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly was once again a lightning rod on a mayoral debate stage.
I will not bash the man who's lowered crime to levels that we have never seen in the city before.
Thank you.
We should be thanking him, not bashing him.
And Lota didn't take openings to really state his case against de Blasio. Lota's campaign has consistently argued the city's low crime rate would be put at risk if de Blasio wins. But two times, Lota was asked directly by WABC's Dave Evans about this, and Lota never fully articulated how.
Is New York City going to be less safe with him?
You know, it might be less safe with him because he's untested.
Lota also got tangled in a question about fare and toll hike proposals when he was MTA chairman. He spent precious time on the funding backstory in Albany instead of shifting away from that unfriendly territory. De Blasio, in contrast, was a master of the pivot. To a question about whether New Yorkers should worry about his management experience compared to Lota's, de Blasio responded with a quick attack.
My question is, Mr. de Blasio, convince New Yorkers that they should trust you, that you have enough experience to run the city.
Well, the first question is whose side you're on and what are your values. And yes, Mr. Lota was a top aide to Rudolph Giuliani, the most divisive administration we've seen in decades, the Giuliani administration. Mr. Lota had a ringside seat helping to make that happen.
Lota bristled at de Blasio's combative approach, and talking to reporters afterward, he followed up with some jabs of his own. Lota called de Blasio a classic political hack for focusing so many of his arguments against him.
Talking about me and not talking about what he wants to do, I think, is emblematic of his vacuous thinking.
Or it's the strategy of a candidate intent on blocking any opening for the other guy, no matter how far back he currently is in the polls. De Blasio and Lota will debate two more times before the general election on November 5th. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.